Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
The Air Buds, what's going down, man? It's the Big Baller, baby. I know you guys are getting ready for that 2021-22 NBA season. It's going down, Big Baller style, triple B's. Big Baller brand is in the building, baby, and you know how we do this. So check it out, Air Buds. I'm finna give you my predictions for that season. You know who's gonna get the MVP? Lonzo Ball. Anybody else? Come on now. Finna take Chicago Bulls to the moon. Who's gonna be the champs? I'm going to tell you before it even happened. Chicago Bulls, it's going down. Big Baller style. And the best dressed? I don't know who the best dressed is, so I'm going to go with Lonzo Ball. You know how I do this. But anyways, man, y'all go out there and have a great season. And Big Baller's behind you, and you know how we get down with the get down. But Big Baller's out, baby. Air Buds, do your thing. Big Baller's out, and I holla.
All right, guys. Hey, guys. Welcome to the Air Buds podcast. It's happening today. I'm Jamel.
I'm Peter.
And I'm Mike Benner.
Happy basketball for real.
Yes, finally. Thank you.
Finally. Peter like, yeah. Won't say it anymore because I have a podcast with someone else.
Happy basketball.
Hey, where is that coming from?
I don't know. I have a soundboard, apparently.
In here?
Yeah.
Whoa. Okay.
Well, guys, it is happy basketball. I mean, look, the WNBA season just ended last night, and we've got a whole ass NBA season to look forward to starting tonight. But before we get into all that, what do we got to do? We got some business, guys. All right. Go to patreon.com/airbudspod. Subscribe if you want to support the buds. $5 a month gets you bonus content, gets you episodes every week that you can't get on the regular feed, gets you access to our Discord chat. And you know what? It's fun in there. I enjoy my time in there every day talking to a bunch of fucking freaks. So go to patreon.com/airbudspod. If you can't, you know, afford $5 a month, we get it. Times are tight. But if you go to Apple Podcasts and you leave us a 5-star review, that also helps you support the buds, helps us climb the charts and defeat the algorithm and all that shit. And then if you've already given us a 5-star review, why not tell a friend about us? Look, basketball is about to get into full swing again, NBA-wise, and people are going to be wanting to hear idiots talk about basketball. We're three idiots right here, right?
Mm-hmm. We're three idiots, and we talk about basketball.
Peter got a soundboard somehow, and
we're gonna have to work on that.
That'd be awesome if it doesn't show up in your track.
That's amazing. It shouldn't. That'd be incredible.
All right. And that concludes business. Guys, let's talk about the WNBA Finals.
Yes, let's.
The Chicago Sky, led by one Candace Parker and one Courtney Vandersloot.
Yeah, issue an official apology here and now.
Okay, they are now our 2021 WNBA champions. Courtney Vandersloot just went unconscious from three-point land in the second half.
Well, that was Allie Quigley.
Sorry.
Yeah, they're married, but
they're married. I get them confused. Yes, but Vandersloot had a near triple double, right? Two away from a triple double,
one away.
I'll issue an apology. I'm sorry, Jamel, that I made fun of you for being obsessed with the fact that she didn't have any turnovers when the game was very exciting otherwise.
Son, if Kyle Lowry had no turnovers in a finals game versus the Warriors, you would be like, oh, wow. Oh, the metrics. Oh, my God. My there's ejaculate in my pants.
That's exactly how Mike talks.
You know, the only...
How good was that banner impression?
That was so good. The only
reason why I would ejaculate over Kyle Lowry, and I talk about it on this podcast all the time, what is it?
Oh, he's got a fat ass. Oh, God, look at his fat ass. all of those dimes.
Exactly. Here's why that invitation sucked. You're calling me like a metrics guy when I'm clearly a butt and dick guy when it comes to analyzing basketball.
They got metrics on those.
Yeah, and I know them all. I memorized it.
There's tools of measurement for either one of those.
Yeah. But look, I'm just excited for the Chicago Sky. Candace Parker got a ring in Chicago, her hometown. Funny to me still that the LA Sparks picked Derek Fisher over her, essentially.
I mean, pretty you have to management. Do it. Anytime you can pick Derek Fisher over someone who can win you a championship, what can go wrong?
Hey, man, maybe somebody from Laker Nation will be waking up from a coma and hear that Derek Fisher is the coach and come to the games.
You know, that's a good point. That is actually, like, excellent marketing.
They want the crossover, but, you know, they, guess what? There's other coaches. No.
It took me 5 minutes to figure out how to do that. This whole time.
The Succession, the Kermit dancing to Succession beat.
Whoa, Kermit dancing to Succession?
Yeah, you never seen that?
Yeah, you never seen it?
I'm looking at it right now.
Shout out Kalia Copper, North Philadelphia's own finals MVP.
Which was deserved. She didn't have the best game in the closer, but
no.
What? She averaged like around 25 the rest of the games.
Yeah, she was incredible.
Pretty good. Fist.
Yeah.
They don't call fouls on her. They don't call fouls on her, and they don't call fouls on Candace Parker. And I think that's okay.
Yeah, would you? If you were
I think I would. I don't think I would. I don't think I could.
I don't think so either. But congratulations to Chicago Sky. Congrats to the Phoenix Mercury and Diana Taurasi.
Shout out to the Mercury for not answering any questions after the game. They were not available for media after the game.
Yeah, what the fuck is that?
They just said, fuck it, we're out of here.
Can you do that?
Everybody has done it. I mean, the whole Pistons did it.
I love it. Let's go.
Plus, if they're not going to, they didn't even have like a post game to show. They went straight to college football game day after the game.
As well, yeah. Yeah.
And the game was on a Sunday, mind you. It wasn't like it was Saturday and some shit was happening.
I can tell from the look on Peter's face that he's currently trying to download another sound clip.
God damn, dude. Some fucking.
He's not paying attention.
Some shit of fucking Joe Biden.
Are we ready to talk about some NBA drama or what?
I thought something different was going to happen.
It's just a longer clip.
This is so nasty. but in a bad way.
Okay, let's today is Tuesday, October 19th, and it is the first day of the 2021-2022 NBA season. Congratulations to basketball, because it's happy.
We're back.
I've been happy for what feels like it was like, hey, a global crisis has killed a million Americans, and the only thing we can do in response is play basketball the entire time somehow.
Yeah.
Great idea.
Well, the last like
24 months, I think there's been 23 months of basketball played.
So much basketball.
Yeah, but
it's delicious. I can't wait to see another Wizards play-in game.
Listen, it's the pinnacle of your year.
Yep, we're going to be play-in babies for as long as they do it.
Play-in game is suddenly, you know, I still don't truly see the point in it other than getting one more TV game in and more money. It was pretty exciting, those play-in games.
At least the second one. I mean, we beat the Pacers by like a million, but the Pacers at that point, they weren't even a pro team.
No. TJ Warren decided that he doesn't like having a boss, so he's playing basketball as a self-employed person now.
Yeah, he's an independent hoop contractor.
Yeah. I guess the biggest news, if you were to pay attention to NBA Twitter today, is that Ben Simmons is back at practice with the 76ers and seemingly doesn't want to be there.
Not smiling.
Peter, let me ask you.
Yes.
Who in the world of Succession is Ben Simmons?
Come on.
Oh, man. What a great question. I feel like Ben Simmons is Fisher Stevens.
Who's Fisher Stevens in Succession again?
He's like the guy who does all the logistics for everybody else and just gets yelled at by Logan Roy, who like barely seems like he wants. Actually, I feel like no. You know who he is? Ben Simmons is Frank, who is the guy who keeps getting fired all the time.
Right.
Actually, he's like bald, but that's like a little bit of hair on top. Mm-hmm. Who was married to, wait for it, Joan Allen. He's just always has a foot out the door. Always has a fucking foot out the door, ready to be fired, joked about being fired, threatened to be fired. I don't know if there's a really good comp for him because everyone in Succession like has motivation. You know, in any show, people have motivation. What would you consider Ben's motivation to be at this point?
I think he is like Cousin Greg without any kind of sense of humor to him. Because Cousin Greg has no real motivation other than to climb the ladder. He doesn't have any kind of ambition or specific goal. He just knows he's supposed to be climbing the ladder because that's what the Roys do. And I feel like that's Ben. He doesn't really necessarily seem like he wants to win. He just wants to be in LA, or he just wants to kind of be the guy on a team. But he doesn't really know what that means.
It's wild to watch someone. I mean, well, first of all, I don't know how you feel, but like, this is going to go horrible for everybody.
I'm not sure about. Okay, so today, Ben, or we're recording this.
How
on
many
Monday.
Clips of local news have you sent us? Where the people are like, and before I get to the weather, let me tell you how much I hate Ben Simmons.
One. There's not more than one.
At least two. If not three.
I think that those, the local news who are dunking on Ben Simmons can like frankly go to hell. To me, in my point of view, like that's not, it's like what Jamel always says. If journalists can call themselves comedians, then we should get press passes. I think, so the videos were going around, Ben Simmons not participating in a huddle, not appearing to play. People were saying that he was playing with a cell phone in his pocket. If you look at that picture, that's not a cell phone. I don't know what it is. The Sixers said it was a practice jersey.
Oh, man.
Perfect. Sixers said he had a practice jersey in his pocket. People saw that as a cell phone. I'm looking at that picture. It doesn't look like either to me at all.
But, it's a 100 grand bar. It was candy.
Might be. But, like, I'm looking at these videos and pictures, and I'm like we were looking at that picture of Ben Simmons right before we started recording, which is a very funny picture, but that picture is no different than he's ever been. Like, he's always been aloof. He's always been like, he has been, he's avoided huddles before. Like, he's a guy that just is always doing his own thing.
Really? I've never seen someone at the preseason workout say 1-2-3 Cancun in the huddle, which that's what he was doing.
Actually, you clearly didn't watch the video because he was dribbling a ball while they were all doing that.
He was
10 feet away dribbling a ball.
Right. And then, like, he was waiting for the school bell to ring.
Yeah. He clearly was just concerned about COVID and was looking out for Joel Embiid's health. Trying to stay far away.
Ha 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 ha. Michael, what a funny joke you made.
But, okay, so the Sixers, they turned down that offer for Malcolm Brogdon and Caris LeVert, which apparently, you know, we got reports that that was, like, out there. It was reported this weekend that, like, it actually was officially offered to the Sixers, and they said no. Do you think that was a good idea by the Sixers?
Wait, what was the question? I forgot Bennett. I forgot Peter's not available to say words. Other than the succession beat.
Yeah.
I was just deferring to you, yeah. Jamel. Why don't you give us your answer?
The Sixers should have turned down Simmons for LeVert and Brogdon.
Kind of. I mean, why not? It's way less drama.
But you think they shouldn't have turned down or should have turned down?
No, I think that's a deal. I think you take the deal.
Oh, me, I think that's too. Not a deal. I don't think so.
What do you want?
Why Michael? Not?
What do you want?
I think, in a way, you just got to hold on to Ben's. Okay, look, Ben Simmons is like Bitcoin right now. All right? It's volatile. That value is going to go through the roof once everyone else starts getting desperate, and then you cash in. Brogdon and LeVert, I love them, but, like, they're not on the tier that Ben Simmons is or could
only
be.
Defensively. What you lose in defense, you gain in offensive competency. So how different is it? Ben's not stopping 3 or 4 fast breaks. You get one or less block, but you get way more offense from your point guard.
I'm just saying, come December, Portland might be, you know, down bad in the win-loss column and maybe a little more interested in moving Damian Lillard around.
So you're fishing for the biggest prospect possible, despite knowing that Ben Simmons is extremely flawed. You think you can make him worth Dame?
I think that his value is so rock bottom right now that it can only go up. And
I like that one a lot. Up to Dame.
He's at the floor, but the potential for his value is beyond Dame right now.
Why?
Because he's 25 fucking years old and he's got the tools to become a superstar.
What are those tools?
A wrench, a hammer. I don't know. The
guy's drill bits?
Elite defender, elite speed, elite strength, elite leaping ability.
That's like all a part passing. No, those are all elite defender. All 5 of them things are just elite defender. And then passing, elite passing.
Passing is part. Okay.
Okay. 2 things. Give me a third.
He's actually incredibly good around the rim.
He's good at categories. He's great at bowling. Taboo.
No. I imagine you don't want to bowl or play categories with him. He's probably so fucking boring. But
I tried to download a hammer effect, but it just kind of sounds like a fart.
Why are you doing this?
Yeah, man. Talk with us.
I am Listen, they should have taken the fucking Indy trade. Like, listen, would you rather me encourage Benner and his delusions, or do you want me to
tell the truth?
How is that even a hammer noise?
That's a drill or something.
It's supposed to be a jackhammer? I don't get it. Anyway, let's move on. Ben Simmons, he's just coasting until he's Ron Livingston in Office Space right now, and eventually he'll get traded. I think the Sixers know that he's going to bring nothing to them right now, and they figure, why not wait to see what else is out there?
For some reason, when you said Ron Livingston, I was just like imagining Ron Perlman in Office Space, and I was like, what?
That'd be awesome. Is he dressed as Hellboy?
Yeah, that'd be clean.
Guys, today was the day that a ton of players got rookie deal extensions, including one Kevin Huerter of the Atlanta Hawks. He got 4 years, $16.25 million a year. What do you guys think of that?
What did Luke Kennard get? He got more than that.
Luke Kennard got a lot of money.
Luke Kennard is the one who fucked the market up. It's not Kevin Huerter.
Luke Kennard, I can't remember exactly yet, but he might have gotten something around the same thing. He did get a 4-year, $64 million contract, which is just under, it's about $16 million. It is exactly $16 million.
Come on. If they're giving white guys $16 million apiece, Kevin Huerter is better than Luke Kennard.
They really backed the Brinks truck up for him.
It's starting to physically hurt me to hear these.
Guys, I'm just spicing it up, man. We're a comedy podcast. How can you not know what's funny unless you hear some noises? Ding!
He's right. He is right about that part. But
Here are some other players that are in that range right now. Joe Harris is making about $17 million.
Choked in the playoffs. Continue.
Spencer Dinwiddie making about $17 million.
Okay, good year coming off a knee.
He's a wizard, so you're going to give him a little slack.
What? He's got the knee.
He's a wizard, Harry.
Steven
Adams. What do you think? You think Dinwiddie deserves less?
No, I think Dinwiddie deserves about what he's getting. I think he's much better. He's better than Huerter.
Is his contract more advantageous now for the team because the Bitcoin market like tanked?
Yes. And he's better than Huerter based on the year we saw him, and then he got hurt. So when you're doing a contract, you get to factor in the injury. It's not fair to Spencer, but that's just how money works.
When Kevin's contract extension kicks in, he'll be making more than he'll be making just under what Aaron Gordon is making. He's making more than OG Anunoby.
OG Anunoby, I don't know why you're bringing him up. Like, what did he do?
Have you seen OG Anunoby play in the past?
Yeah. You just think he's good? Like, I mean, that much better than?
Have you seen the Raptors play?
Yeah, did you see the Raptors play last year?
Yeah.
I guess it was good last year.
It was fucked up because, you know, they were in Tampa, so I got to give him some slack there. But I'm not like, OG Anunoby isn't like, what does OG Anunoby do? He deserves 20 a year?
I think OG Anunoby right now deserves what he's getting, and he probably will get, he could have probably gotten, if he waited till free agency, he probably could have gotten a bigger deal. But I think OG Anunoby, and I don't know if you guys have been watching him in preseason, he looks incredible, and everyone is saying he's going to be like the player that makes a leap to like all-star level.
Okay. I mean, I did this auction draft yesterday, and you know, white guys being hyped about a guy's potential just makes me feel skeevy now.
Specifically in an auction situation or just in
general? Exactly. It was getting nasty in there. Like, you know, people who are all-stars, people are like, whatever, you take them. And then like people are like fighting over Jalen Green, and just if anybody under 22 with a fro like the bids were going out of control. And I'm like, I can't, this is, I gotta, I had to like change my clothes.
I've never done an auction league. Is it a keeper league as well?
Yeah. It was a lot, which, got you know.
It. So people are looking like three seasons ahead.
Yeah, which is nuts. It's fantasy that basketball, but yeah, still.
Well, I guess, okay. I look at Kevin Huerter. He's kind of has the same stats as he had as a rookie. He hasn't really kind of improved his game in a noticeable way.
Except for that one playoff series against the Sixers.
He had a great playoff series against the Sixers. And so, did, you know, Tyler Hero had a great playoff run two seasons ago, and then he sucked. Like, Rajah Bell basically played his way into a 12-year career because he was okay with the Sixers in the 2001 playoffs. Like,
yeah, that's what happens. You play good in the playoffs, you get money. That's maybe know. That's he not
just,
fair.
It just seems like a lot of money for Kevin Huerter for me.
And this isn't because you hate white people. Just check.
No. I mean, it's just happens to be.
Two things can be true.
And yeah. I don't think he deserves
Two things can be true. That's exactly
right. Two things can be true. Hey, look, two things can be true.
I don't hate white people, but you know.
You hate white men? That's fair.
I mean, any more than white women? No, I don't know.
This really took a turn.
I mean, he's the fourth best player on the. I gotta keep talking. He's the fourth best player on the Hawks.
That's what you're saying.
Yes.
Okay. Obviously, Trae Young.
Yes.
Is the best player on the Hawks. Is Kevin Huerter better than John Collins?
No.
Is he better than Phil Collins?
It's close.
Yeah.
Are we including Genesis here? Because some of that Genesis shit is tight.
I thought we were talking about basketball. I think if we're talking.
Oh
about
yeah, my bad. Yeah, different. Yeah. Okay, but okay.
They definitely, yes, he's better at. Yeah,
I'm saying it's Trey, Capella, John Collins, then him. Then him and Bogdanovich are like, you know, 4A, 4B, right?
Kevin Huerter is definitely better Bogdanovich than Lou Williams.
Yes, and he's making more money. Who's making more money, Bogdanovich or him?
I think Bogdanovich is. But I'm not sure. I'm looking up. You don't think Danilo Gallinari is better than him?
I think you'd end up having to pay him more because he's been in the league longer. Shouts out to the unions.
Better, higher scoring average, about the same minutes, better shooting splits, more rebounds.
Damn, really?
Yeah.
I'm like, who was available more? Didn't they both get hurt last year?
Yeah, they mean they both. That's another thing. Huerter's been like he's already missed a ton of games, and he's only three seasons in.
Look, man, he was white Martin Luther King one game against the Sixers. And
did you put Clint Capella ahead of Kevin Huerter?
Yeah, I said he was better. I said Capella's better.
Okay, got it. I didn't know. I mean, I guess so. It just seems like a big contract to me. Good for him. Good for Kevin Huerter for getting his money.
This is Luke Kennard's fault. I don't want you to blame Kevin. This is Luke Kennard and his representation's fault. And the Wizards, yeah. Too. God, we paid Bertans so much money. Bertans is making more money than him.
Yeah, that's Bertans actually. Yeah, what is Bertans making?
Bertans is making 16. So actually, technically, Huerter is making a quarter mil a year more than Bertans.
Good. So this is both. This is on Bertans and Luke Kennard. This has nothing to do with the Hawks.
Well, no one paid Markkanen. Fucking Cavs have Markkanen now.
Well, because Markkanen, shit, dude, he's double Kevin Huerter. He stays hurt.
He's constantly.
He's Huerter-er.
Yeah,
he's the hurtest. The hurtest Huerter.
Well, guys, let's move off Kevin Huerter and on to tonight's season opening games. We got the Nets at the Bucks, and we got the Warriors at the Lakers. These are kind of four of, you know, the top title contenders. Maybe these are Eastern and Western Conference Finals previews?
No chance.
On which one? No, name the teams that you're referring to immediately.
Bucks, the Nets, Bucks, Warriors, and Lakers, like I was just saying?
No. Jamel, which of those four teams is absolutely, you feel like is not getting to the Conference Finals?
The Nets.
Okay. May I introduce the ultimate?
Well, Ewing, see, I'm going to be wrong about the Nets too.
The ultimate Ewing theory with a healthy Durant and a healthy Harden.
Yeah, that's kind of enough. It is enough because Harden wasn't healthy. He was half a Harden.
He was less. Still, he was like 15% of Harden.
Yeah, and he's still almost – they lost because of a toe. They lost because Kevin Durant's shoes.
So I mean, you want to delve even further into your ultimate Ewing theory? It sounded like you had something locked and loaded to go.
No, that just feels like – I don't – I mean, other than I'm very interested to see Miami. We were talking – I can't remember if it was before or after the pod. No, we were talking Lowry Butts earlier. I'm very interested to see Miami. I'm very interested to watch your 76ers explode. I feel like the Bucks have done nothing but just keep on keeping on. And
I will say Giannis shot incredibly, scarily well during the preseason. We'll see if that holds true in the regular season, but like it looked like the one thing bad with his game got a little better.
And also the pressure's off now for him in a way that I think is liberating. But I think the Nets are right there. I think like the biggest question to me is like, is Kyrie gonna win? Are the Nets gonna be winning and Kyrie's gonna come back because he feels like he has to kind of make it about himself? Or like,
well, he's gonna come back to get that money.
But he's already the other thing, like he's on Instagram, it's like, it's not about the money, man. Like, well, actually, sir, you're gonna make $18 million even if they suspend you. So like you're good.
So it's not about the money.
Right, because he's already getting the money, even though he pretended like he's like taking some kind of righteous stance to align himself with fucking
NBA players. Before you say Kyrie Irving's the devil, that's what. That. Listen, are you thinking it or not?
Yes.
Play a sound, fool. What sound?
All right, we gotta take it. No more soundboard privilege for Peter next time.
Ease up.
Enjoy it while it lasts, Peter.
That's it. I can't do it anymore, guys.
You're the devil of this podcast.
This is you backing up. You calling Kyrie Irving the devil?
Players always say it's not about the money. That's like a classic thing for players to say. It's not about the money. They've been doing that for decades. So I don't want to just be like, oh, Kyrie's pretending he doesn't like money. They all pretend they don't like money. It's not. It's a common thing.
Yeah, but he's still like getting paid while he's saying it's not about the money.
Durant can't be reached for comment. He's wearing a beanie to practice now. First man to practice in a beanie.
Benner, show Jamel how small your head is in that flagrant.
No, I think he saw it. Shout out to Flagrant Magazine. Ordered a hat from them. Got a cool looking orange beanie with the Flagrant logo on it. Put it on my giant massive melon and my head is so fucking big that it looks like a swim cap.
Nice. I got a new hat in New Orleans. Look.
Ooh.
Very nice.
Donkey basketball.
Hell yeah.
Bro, it is enough. The Nets should win in Kyrie's face and just be like, whatever, dude, I don't care.
I still think
that's what I'm saying. Ewing theory, let's go. In New York, people are gonna be pumped up.
Look, I was right 2 weeks ago when I said Ben Simmons will come back to the Sixers because he's not going to miss that money. And what happened 2 weeks later? That's exactly what happened. And, you know, last week I said that Kyrie Irving's just going to get the vaccine at some point and say, what was the big deal? I got it. Can we move on? And I think that's exactly what's going to happen.
Yeah, he's kind of playing that game a little bit. On that IG Live, he kind of was like, he did a similar thing to Bradley Beal. Like, don't believe what you hear, guys, about me.
Don't believe what you hear from me, man.
I mean, kinda. He kinda played that, like, I might still do it, man.
Yeah, he was like, I'm neither anti-vax or pro-vax. Like, I'm just trying to decide what to do. He's still doing his research.
If you're not anti-vax or you're not pro-vax, what are you?
You're not voting. These are the people who don't vote. I'm not picking a side.
Yeah.
You can't make me. This country is so evil, I don't have to make a choice.
I just, I think when he keeps saying that it's not a political thing, he's not trying to be political, but like, obviously when you have Ted Cruz
supporting you
and you've got these kind of right wing, you know, historically racist idiots, lifting you up as a hero of their cause, like, you've kind of lost the battle on whether or not it's political, and you just kind of need to like pick a side and go with it. And I hope that he picks the side that isn't with the racist idiots. That's all.
Would be nice. Being said, I hope Harden is good to go.
Same.
I mean, come on, Durant and Harden. We haven't seen it really yet.
Come on,
because in the playoffs, it's all half court. It's like it's not flowing the same. It's just not the same. It's not the same. This could be really good. And I mean, you know what? I guess I'm excited for the return of LaMarcus Aldridge. Come on, man. He wasn't bad before he left. His heart was fucked up.
Yeah, he was pretty good. And, you know, Blake Griffin, like, Blake was really good for them. Like, the team is very good without Kyrie.
Ultimate Ewing theory. Irving theory. Come on, let's go.
But I don't remember Ewing theory. So the team was better without Ewing.
Yes.
But like the Knicks didn't have a Kyrie. They didn't have a Kevin Durant and a James Harden, right? Like it wasn't like there was two other all world superstars around, right?
John Starks was an all star, but like all bench guy, right?
Right. But he was also like famously a grocery store clerk that had to like fight his way into the league. It's not like he was Kevin Durant from like, you know, UT.
Could have been though.
He got drafted from a grocery store?
No, I can't remember if he got drafted or not, but no.
You talking about Kurt Warner?
He was no, John Starks as well. He was like a basketball washout who was like out of the league for a while and had to like and then like played his way back in.
Sure, you're not talking about Kurt Warner?
Yes, I'm talking about Kurt Warner. Yeah.
Can't wait to see that movie.
Did that movie come out yet?
No, just the trailer.
Are you sure?
I don't think it's coming out till Christmas.
Oh my God. American Underdog?
You guys want to watch it together on Christmas?
Yeah, on acid. Sounds good.
Perfect.
Have you seen that trailer of watching Zachary Levi throw a football? Mwah.
Yeah.
I've not seen it. I don't want to see it.
Hey, Peter, say something.
I'm pretty sure. Oh, go on.
No, I just want to hear Peter say something bad about the Warriors before we.
What are you talking about, man? I'm excited for the Warriors this year. My favorite player, Stephen Curry, and his running mate, Klay Thompson, are going to tear it up.
Wow.
What do you guys think about the fact Vegas has them as the second odds-on favorite out of the West, right?
That feels off.
Feels like Packers and the like betting the Packers and the Cowboys. Like it's just like a popular.
They're just suddenly better than the Suns.
Speaking of the Suns and our old friend Robert Sarver, did not offer DeAndre Ayton the max extension today.
Sounds like classic Sarver.
I think if you weren't paying attention to the Suns, DeAndre Ayton is very fucking good. Was instrumental in their run to the finals. I guess he, you know, didn't look great in the finals because Giannis is just a monster that ran over everyone. But leading up to the finals, Ayton was top three center in the league, top two center in the league.
Particularly in the playoffs. He's had like if we're using the Kevin Herter theory, he played him his way into some dollars. And I mean, if the Suns aren't going to pay him, somebody will.
Ayton is what Rudy Gobert thinks he is.
Yeah, sure. French.
I
Just doesn't have a core.
But yeah, no, I agree. Ayton is just kind of like, he's Rudy Gobert with 30% more offensive skills. 40%? Would you say even more? I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, the jumper's great. The guy's super smooth. It's all there.
They're deep as fuck, man.
The Phoenix Suns?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're very deep. They're good. I think they should be top 1 to 2 contender in the West.
Yeah, I don't see how they're not better than the Warriors because the Warriors got Otto Porter. Though this does, just to annoy me and no one else in the country, I would bet that Otto Porter has a great year this year.
I was waiting for you to say something like that.
Yeah.
It's just to make me madder than ever.
That makes sense to me.
Do you think when Andrew Wiggins is still missing 18-foot mid-rangers, he's going to blame the vaccine?
Yes.
Next question.
Okay.
No, I agree. I think so. Yeah. I mean, there are people that are like, you know, saying the vaccine has made their balls grow big and ended their marriage. So I think Andrew Wiggins can get away with my jump shot was affected because that's a much lesser claim than Nicki Minaj's cousin made.
Also, I have a question about that.
Yeah.
If the vaccine made your balls big, wouldn't you be like, sweet?
Are big balls like, I know we talk about people having big balls in terms of the sense of having courage or bravery, but are like giant balls really that desired by people?
Are they not?
I mean, it depends on what type of pants you wear, I think.
Crotchless chaps. Then you want big balls.
Okay. Let me ask you guys this. Give me your picks. Conference title picks. I need four teams from each of you. Here and now, like Luther Vandross.
Like conference finals? You want the final four?
Yep.
Banner, why don't you go?
For me, I think it might be, you know, I'm gonna play to my heart. I'm just gonna say it's gonna be Sixers.
Don't do it.
In the East, and then I think it's gonna be Lakers Suns in the West.
I'm having a harder time picking the East. I'm thinking Lakers Mavs. Kawhi's gone for the year.
Yeah, Kawhi's gone for. I mean, what they say he won't come back any earlier than like March. Is that right?
Yeah. Kawhi's gone for the year. Chris Paul's due for a hammy. The Mavs are right there. If the Air Buds Ewing theory is true and coaches don't matter, they should. This is their chance to make a conference final. And it's the perfect situation for the Lakers to just walk into the finals, a team with less experience. You know, get Luka into a bunch of foul trouble. I think that's a possibility. So I'm going Lakers Mavs. And the East is like, I don't know. Because, I mean, fuck. Just fuck.
I'll go West.
Knicks Nets. How about that? I'm going Knicks Nets.
Yes.
Wow. Subway Series. Let's go.
Subway Series. I don't give a shit.
The city I live in will burn to the ground.
Can't wait.
There'll just be fights on the L.
No, there won't. If there is a Knicks Nets conference finals, like that's a very one-sided rivalry. That is a team with a fan base that is passionate and wild and has been around forever, and a team with a fan base that the other fan base doesn't acknowledge exists.
That's going to be 6 Knicks home games in that series.
Seriously.
East Coast, I'm going, or sorry, the West. I'm going to go with West. I'm going to go with the Suns and the Denver Nuggets.
Hmm. I like that.
Yeah, before we move on, Jamel, I wanted to ask, why would you pick the Mavs over the Denver Nuggets?
Actually, no real reason. I mean, Jamal Murray being gone for the year.
Yeah, that's a biggie, actually.
That's a big factor.
I think they're still much deeper than the Mavs, even without.
Are we sure Jamal Murray is going to be back? Is Jamal Murray not going to be back any sooner than Kawhi?
I guess he's got a shot at coming back a little sooner, but I don't know. It's like Utah could get it. They could get it. The Suns could get it. I'm totally basing this on the fact that the Mavs are coming into the season with no major injuries. They have all their guys coming back, and that is the only and they were the 5 seed last year, and they ran up on the Clippers. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was just unfortunate.
Peter,
that's my only reason. I'm really disgusted with myself for not picking the Bucks. I mean, I spent 3 years riding for Chris Middleton, and I just said, fuck them. I mean, they got with a title. I don't care anymore.
Knicks, Nets, I don't care. Yeah.
Yeah, I did say I don't care, which I guess I don't.
I'm going – I would love to see – I want to see the Nets without Kyrie thrive, but I think this has got to be like – I think Bucks Heat for me is where I'm at.
I mean, that's a pretty good pick, man. And that's – and it's become – it's a slight rivalry.
It's a feisty rivalry.
It's getting there. It's getting to rivalry territory.
It is a really fun rivalry. As much as I love Jimmy Butler and Kyle Lowry, I just don't see what other people see in this Heat team. Like, they're just kind of the same as they were last year, but older now. And I don't know. Like, they
did you pick the Lakers to be in the finals or in the Western Conference Finals or no?
I did pick the Lakers, yes.
So okay. I feel like that's a little bit of speaking out of both sides of your mouth.
Cocoon theory. That's the cocoon theory.
I don't think so, because I think a 37-year-old LeBron is much different than a 37-year-old Kyle Lowry.
But Kyle Lowry is not being asked to do things LeBron's being asked to do.
They're starting point guard, right?
Yeah, kind of. But when you are in Miami, you de-age at least 3 years because of their training staff.
That's true. That is where Ponce de Leon found the fountain of youth, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that.
Show did.
I hope Bam Adebayo kind of has the breakout year we've been hoping he's going to have for the last 2 years. He's obviously been very good, but he's not kind of exploded to that next level. And I think the Heat making the conference finals maybe depends on that happening. Would you say that is an interesting point? Say it.
That's an interesting point. And like,
yes,
this does need like it, my prediction does also depend on like, can Bam. Who do you think has a bigger breakout? Well, like Bam needs to break out this year. It needs to happen.
Mm-hmm.
It's time.
He's out. He's breaking.
I hope so. And that's the end of our show.
Yeah, it feels like we did.
Feels like we all. Guys, got anything you want to plug?
Mike Trapp, October 28th. I got a show the 28th and the 6th and all types of shit. BroccoliHouse.com for details.
Are they in Los Angeles?
Yes. Mike Trapp, the 28th at the Love Song Bar and the Sixth, the Elysian Theater. Dan Hartigan is producing a show with which I host. Dan's plan is to unite the country through comedy. And
good luck, asshole.
And I'll be the host.
Beautiful. NBA story time, wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, please. Come on.
Sorry, we love football.
You don't have to plug that here. I actually wouldn't do that.
Okay, never mind. Peter, anything you want to plug? Any yes. Blue Wire projects?
Yeah, I got a new project coming out, actually. It's called
Succession. The
Rumor. Oh. It's called The Rumor. It is a narrative podcast investigating a rumor that takes place late in Baltimore Orioles 90s history surrounding Cal Ripken and The Streak.
His wife? Oh, The Streak. Okay.
Yeah, maybe. Check it out. The Rumor. It drops. It's on available anywhere you're listening to podcasts. And the first episode drops early this weekend.
Now, I've said this several times in my life before, but I think this is the time where it might be the most accurate. Peter, this is going to get your ass kicked by Cal Ripken Jr.
You're right. It is. I'm going to get my ass fucking beat by that big old man. He's going to kick the shit out of me. There's no... No doubt. Absolutely no doubt.
Check it out this weekend, The Rumor. Follow us at Airbuds Pod on Twitter, on Instagram. Follow me at Benner, B-E-N-N-E-R on Twitter, at Nonprofit Comic for Jamel, at Danger Moses for Peter. Love you guys.
Peace.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.